It's another Thursday and another Sound Advice with Doug Leonard with ASI. And Doug, Better Hearing Month, we're just about ready to wrap things up. And if folks have not checked out your Facebook page, there's some great things that you share, some links to some articles that would really interest people.
Yeah, I mean, try to be informative with that. I don't do a great job of posting. I don't have a service. I'm the service. I post things when I see articles that are interesting to me that I think people with hearing loss or people who have loved ones with hearing loss might find interesting to read. But yeah, just recently posted an article from Gail Hannon. She's a hearing impaired individual herself who does a lot of advocacy for the hearing impaired, writes blogs. She does presentations and talks and everything. And she was referencing a talk she gave recently to some new graduate audiologists. And, you know, she titled her article, "What You Really Need to Ask Your Audiologist." And it isn't so much things like, you know, where did you go to college? What's your degree? You know, whatever. It was more questions that she's learned over the years that can lead to a more successful outcome.
Right. It's not all about the latest technology. A lot of the time you want to focus on the person.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole deal is I think she doesn't say it in so many words, but we as audiologists there's been a lot of talk in the last several years about patient-centered care. We, as audiology nerds, sometimes we can focus on the cool new audiometer that I have or the new sound booth or this type of equipment to test people with or maybe the technology in the hearing aids rather than focusing on that person in front of us that's going through it. You know, they're suffering because of this problem and we're kind of focused on the cool technology side of it. We need to understand them as a human being, what makes them tick, what can help them succeed. If we're going to try to give their ears more sound and walk them through that process and that rehabilitation, but we have to understand their motivation.
Right, because if they come in with questions like, you know, but they're frustrated, they're angry, you know, they can't understand people, is that normal, what can they do? Like, they're asking those type of questions.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people will come in and say, I can hear my friends, but I can't understand them. Well, that can be different things. Does that occur not so much in quiet, but it occurs when there's a lot of background noise? Mm-hmm. Well, we can do an evaluation on them called a QuickSen, which is a speech and noise test. You know, to understand how their auditory system processes sound. It could be that they just have a sensory deficit, meaning their ears just don't pick up as much high-pitched sound. When you're listening to the radio right now, turn your treble down briefly and then turn it back up. It doesn't sound sharp or crisp or clear when the treble's turned down. Well, the person with a high-pitched hearing loss experiences that. So, you know, you have to understand whether they're struggling because of sensory issues or processing issues.
And a lot of times I think it's good to have a loved one come in with you because they see certain things that maybe the person with the hearing loss doesn't see, like, hey, I notice when you're in the kitchen or when you're watching TV or whatever. And I think that does help to get people communicating.
And just from a human perspective, I think it's great to have that support to go into a medical appointment where there's some apprehension, maybe some fear about what's going to be found out or how the whole process is going to work. And it's great to have a loved one, whether that's your spouse, your significant other, or a child maybe to come in with you to provide backup support and maybe, you know, ask questions that you might not think about.
Yes, absolutely. I'm a big proponent of that, especially as my parents get older as well. So you can check out the link on your Facebook page to this article. If you have questions, if you want to set up an appointment, they can give you a call.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from them at 792-5933.
You've been listening to Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa.